Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, this week, your conversation on the program has been dominated by the changing definitions of marriage and of family, and in particular, on when and why women become mothers. And we've heard a lot from you women.
My name is Amber. I am a mother of a three-year-old son. Me and my husband just got married this past year. We had our child together 3 years ago. We were together 10 years as a couple, and we finally decided that we wanted to go ahead and take time to get married in 2012. We did it out of spiritual reasons, nothing religious, and also for the legal benefits of it. There was no pressure, but we decided it was time.
Thanks, Amber in Fort Lauderdale. Congratulations. And you also got talking about our look at the growing number of women who are delaying marriage.
My name is Anna. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. I had my daughter when I was 19, and she is now 11 years old and is an incredibly accomplished young woman. I couldn't be more proud of her, but I do have to say that it's actually been an intriguing experience in the sense that I meet so many of her peers' parents who have either struggled with fertility or women who really have struggled with, do I give up my identity or my profession in order to pursue motherhood? I never really had that conflict. It was always a very obvious choice for me. And with my own peers, it also really resonated that they hit a point, perhaps during or after college, when they didn't know who they were or what they were doing. And I felt very purpose-driven because of my daughter.
Now, this conversation is not just about teen moms, though. Increasingly, as single moms in their 20s and beyond aren't waiting to find a husband to start their own family.
This is Teresa in Austin, Texas. I've had two pregnancies, both while taking birth control. One, I had a child when I was 25 out of wedlock. And my second pregnancy, while on the birth control pill, I chose to have an abortion. And I think those were both the right choices. I graduated college at the age of 43, and I married the following year. So it's possible, it's hard, but it's a choice that every woman should make, whether to get married or to have a child.
Now, that idea of choice was loud and clear in your calls, like in this story of a mother who chose to avoid marriage altogether.
Joy from Livonia, Michigan. My family has a history of mostly bad marriages, so when I couldn't find the right partner, I decided to have a child on my own. Last year, my daughter graduated from Harvard. She's a lovely person, and she plans on getting married in the future.
Mom and daughter there may be with different paths on marriage.
My name is Shannon. I'm from Norman, Oklahoma, and my take on marriage is that it's just really a tax break. I mean, with a 50% divorce rate, my parents having been divorced, my boyfriend's parents having been divorced, we just don't value marriage as much as most people do, and we love each other, and that's all that matters.
Well, who needs marriage when you have love, right, Shannon, in Norman, Oklahoma, unless, of course, you just want the tax break. We always want to hear from you on this issue and other issues you hear on the show. This conversation about the changing face in marriage has really got you talking, as I said, here on The Takeaway, of course, with Supreme Court arguments this week on gay marriage. But it's got you talking about your own marriages, and we always want to hear from you at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can tweet us at The Takeaway, and we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/TheTakeaway. Well, later this hour, we're talking about rules, specifically rules-making process in Washington. There are a lot of rules in Washington, and sometimes the rules that make the laws work are a lot harder to make and also have a lot more lobbying than the laws themselves. We go inside the murky world of rules in Washington. Tell us about the rules that drive you nuts. Again, the number 8778-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway.